But it was all that I could do to keep from crying.
When they go low, we get high. Sometimes the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Crudy just not playing nice. I didn't do it to Fox News, but I just did it to our boy Clay. I doxed him. I told the truth. I know his name. He's been hiding behind a moniker for far too long. And someone told me the truth, and you know, now we all know the truth. And sometimes the callers can't handle the truth. But Pizza Box, he's always got truth. Bringing it. Pizza Box, how you doing, man?
Yeah, you know, that's too bad that CJ has to be the proof that you can't argue with stupid every day, because stupid does the same thing. I mean, first of all, you said, what do we all want? And what does he do? We're going to be a red wave. And I got news for you. We don't want a freaking wall. We don't want all Republicans in power. And we're sick of white people that have no culture to them at all, man. That's the problem with this country. Got too many people think that no culture is a culture.
You got any other truths to tell, Pizza Box? Kind of on a roll, fella.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, it's just going to get worse. And it's until people decide that they're going to have to make sacrifices for people that don't have anything in this world, it's just going to continue to slide this way. Look at the billionaire action going on. And people just seem to think those guys are, you know, really cool, huh? You can't get rich.
What, man, you don't have your own private space program, Michael? You haven't?
Yeah, it just bothers me to know that I've worked 80 to 100 hours several weeks to try and make ends meet, and these guys make money in their sleep off our asses. I'm tired of it. But you know what, CJ? I don't even know if you're working, man, because you're too stupid to have a job.
Well, apparently his job is trolling on behalf of the Republican Party. He listens all day, calls in every show. But now we know his name is Clay. His mama called him Clay. We're going to call him Clay. Here's another one. Tries to moniker himself PT. I know it's Paul. Welcome, Paul. How you doing, man? Fair for one, fair for all. I'm doxing everybody, Paul.
That's fine with me. Just call me PT from now on. Anyway.
Okay, T-Bone, but go ahead.
So I want to add, I want to follow up on what CJ said. You know, if Republicans didn't have immigrants to attack, or if they embraced immigration reform and they said, all right, we're going to work with the Democrats, blah, 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 and have, you know, immigration reform where we can welcome immigrants from everywhere in a legal fashion. And if the Republicans did not have that attacking point, if they couldn't demonize immigrants and creating fear like they have in CJ and saying, oh, they're going to rape your children, or they're going to, you know, vote en masse and take over elections, they would lose that talking point. Republicans will never give that up, just like they've never given up on abortion. And that finally came to a fruition. At least it looks like it's going to happen that way, which will provide a powerful talking point.
Well,
for
PT,
the Dems.
Let's set aside abortion for a minute. Let's come back to the immigrant conversation. White replacement theory, man. They're spouting white replacement theory. They're effectively saying if you let more immigrants come in and eventually they become citizens and they gain the right to vote, you have diluted the power of the white Fox News viewer. And that seems to be what Tucker Carlson gens up his white, 50 plus base with, man. They're coming for your jobs. Sure. They're coming for your daughter, something of the sort, PT. It's got them scared.
Yeah, I mean, if you just listen to CJ's talking point, they've got him on a roll. He's afraid of immigrants. I tell you, I just had a rubber roof put on in late fall last year, and it was with a Latino roofing company, and they are with the hardest working people in the world in terms of working past dusk to get that rubber roof done. And you know, they came down. The only time they stopped was I said, why don't you come down and have a little breakfast that I gave them and made up in the kitchen and so forth. And, you know, I don't know if I've ever heard of a Republican say, oh, they're lazy workers, or they're, you know, they're not good workers. I've never heard that.
No, but when you talk to them on an interpersonal level, right. If you ask the average Republican, do you know any immigrants? Yeah, man, the neighbor, he's an immigrant. Or, you know, the farm down the road's got three Latino guys working in the barn. They're there before the sun's up every morning. They're all hardworking. Yeah. I mean, there are no universals. I don't mean to broad brush any population, Paul. But, you know, all things considered, nobody walked across Central America to come here for the welfare state.
That's right. Right. They want to work. They want to work. Yep.
Well, that's more than I can say about half the Americans I know, PT. Appreciate your call. We're going to keep moving down the phones at 844-967-2789. That's not actually true either. I've met very few people in life, if they are capable, if they're physically capable, if they have their health. The vast majority of people want to work, man. Everybody wants to work. We all garner our identity in some way, shape, or form from our paycheck, from our labor. Or, you know, we're rich capitalists. I don't have that problem. Jake from Milwaukee, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I really don't like working. Maybe I should become a Republican legislature in the state. They seem to not work very much. That's just, you know, my point of view. I took the wrong job.
Well, there's only three competitive districts in the entire state of Wisconsin. So if you want one of those jobs, you better pick correctly, Jake.
Yeah, I know. I mean, to be a lazy, white, media core, white male with all the privilege I have in this world, I deserve not to have to work hard.
Well, anyway, I strive for mediocrity, like most of the right-wing talk radio hosts.
Yeah, so I want to find a common ground with you, Crudy. Hot dogs. Mustard, or are hot dogs allowed to have ketchup on them?
You can have a little ketchup, but the base it's a mustard base with just a little ketchup and some onions and chili and cheese and maybe some fries sticking out of the bag. Come back, more Devils.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Oh, I have so many names.
Named Pease.
Jared Ferguson, it's a funny name.
The name's Zelinsky.
My name's Fred, and I'm just a man, same as you are.
Well, then we should call you T-Bone.
Hey, T-Bone!